This is Ozarks at Large. Later this month, the President's Day holiday will mean sales at local stores and a three-day weekend for students who aren't busy making up snow days. For some of these students, it also means 3 days without adequate nutrition. To help ensure kids are fed during the President's Day weekend, the River Valley Regional Food Bank has organized a new soup drive called Have a Super Weekend. Ken Kupchick, Director of Marketing and Development for the Food Bank, says the food drive is in response to children becoming ill following the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday last month.
Kids were coming back to school on the Tuesday and going into the nurse's office sick. When I talked to the elementary school teacher about that, she says this happens a lot on the three-day weekends. 3 days without nutritional food to these kids, and they come back to school depleted. She says, I feed them a breakfast, and sometimes that rush of nourishment will make their bellies sick. She says, I have this problem a lot on three-day weekends. So the obvious thought was, we have another one come February. We need to do something about it. So not only is this the first time, we're doing it as quickly as possible.
And the idea is, you know, there's a lot of children in the River Valley and even here in Northwest Arkansas who receive free or reduced lunch because of the lower income that their parents make. And so sometimes when they're at home, they aren't getting that nutrition because their parents just can't afford it.
That's true. And I think what would surprise you would be to learn just how many children we're talking about, especially at the elementary school level. In the Fort Smith School District, there are 7,000 elementary school kids. 6,000 of those 7,000 are getting a free or reduced price meal. So think about it. That's almost 9 out of 10 kids.
That's quite a few. That's a significant portion of elementary school kids. And that's just in Fort Smith.
Yes, definitely. Southern Sebastian County is a little better off, and as we go county to county, we see different levels of participation. But in Fort Smith, it's real and it's hard. We have 10 elementary schools in our school district. Half of them have enrollments at 90% or more with participation in the free and reduced lunches, which means there's that many children whose parents just simply don't have the resources to adequately feed them, that the government is stepping in and saying, we need these kids well-nourished in order for them to learn.
So how are you going about collecting these cans for your soup drive?
Well, we're lucky in that the Boy Scouts were already doing scouting for food. So next weekend, hopefully people will be filling plastic bags left on their doorstep this past weekend with some staples out of their own pantries to provide the Boy Scouts. All that food will come here. And we're asking them if they would, on top of what they normally would give, to please throw in one can or two of soup with hopefully an easy open can for the kids and a soup that has nourishment in it, you know, fruits, meats and vegetables, so that the kids can get a meal out of that can of soup. Every can we get from the Boy Scouts, we will segregate out and specifically give to this program, Have a Super Weekend. That's the first thing we're doing. The second one is the public library system here in Fort Smith graciously offered to help us. And anybody between now and the 12th of February can drop off a can of soup at any of the library locations here in Fort Smith. We'll take that and add it to the kitty as well. Then the third thing we're doing is we have some wonderful partners here in the River Valley. Every school has partners in education, and those that know about the program are coming in guns a-blazing, and they're all holding soup drives at their places of business. And then on top of that, there are others that are just very good friends to the food bank and what we do. So they're doing it as well. Altogether, we have about a dozen partners right now, including some of the major corporations here in town and Mercy Medical Hospital. So with that, that's the third arsenal that we have, the third wheel in this process to get us the soup that we need. We'll take it here at the food bank. We're going to break it down into servings for every elementary school child that we know and then drop them off on Valentine's Day. So every kid is going home Valentine's Day with a gift, a little Valentine's gift from the community and a wish to have a super weekend.
And you have a goal of a certain number of cans you're trying to collect, correct?
Absolutely. As it turns out, if we can collect just 2,000 cans, then that'll be enough for the schools with the most chronic problem. The kids where 90% or more are facing a hunger insecure, a food insecurity situation every day. If we can get to 3,500 cans, we've pretty much hit the main problem here in Fort Smith. If we can collect 7,000 cans, we can do the entire school district with our public elementary school kids. And then if we were fortunate enough to get 13,500 cans, that's actually enough to do an 8-county area, because half the population in this area is in Sebastian and Crawford County. If we hit that, we can hit the rest of the area as well and get this food into rural Arkansas where it's needed most.
And if I know this is the first time you guys are doing this particular type of drive for children over a three-day weekend, if it's successful, is it something you plan to keep doing?
Absolutely, especially for Martin Luther King and President's Day in January and February, especially because look at the weather we're having right now. When it gets cold, utility bills are higher than anticipated. That always has an impact on food budgets. And we're dealing with snow days. Today, schools throughout northwest Arkansas and west central Arkansas are closed. So we have the same situation occurring today that we're already forecasting for next week. If we get a second snow day in here, we know those households are going to be totally depleted of pantry foods. So there'll be even less on their shelves. So this is something we especially want to do for MLK and President's Day.
Now, were you surprised to learn this?
I wasn't surprised to hear it because Dr. Benny Gooden has said before that his decision as to whether or not to close schools is always predicated upon, do I risk not feeding these children? So this is much like a snow day as far as we're concerned. So to hear what was said wasn't a surprise, but yet it is a wake-up call. Because when I think of President's Day, I think, yay, I get an extra day off. I'll check the paper and see sales. I'll go to the movies. I'll do anything but think of the fact that there are kids that are truly dependent upon the meals they receive at school, and they go without. So I'm grateful for their wake-up call, because otherwise I wouldn't have given it a second thought. So hopefully other people do too.
Ken Kupchick is the Director of Marketing and Development for the River Valley Regional Food Bank. We spoke by phone yesterday. More information is available at rvrfoodbank.org or by calling 479-785-0582.